It's not a decision that could have been lightly made, but I'm sure it was prayerfully made, which means that the Holy Spirit was in his heart and in his mind and directing him as far as he was able to know. He looked, a man of his age, but he didn't give any indication that he wasn't able to continue.
Pope Benedict bails and leaves a vacancy at the Vatican. He's officially resigned and gone at the end of February. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. A big shocker, even if you're not Catholic. Certainly there are millions of Catholics in the United States and many more in Latin American other countries. As in the United States, there have been pockets of lapsed Catholics and people who have gone away from the church, partially because of scandal. But everybody knows about the Pope. Everybody knows about Vatican City. This is a huge curveball and a cliffhanger now as to who will step in and fill the shoes of Benedict, who was there for 8 years, 78 years old when he took over. There is a chance that there could be the first black pope that the Catholic Church might see, but it's still shocking that 600 years have gone by before any pope left the papacy. They usually die and then ultimately are picked by the cardinals who make up the group of the of minds that decide what's next in a balloting, a secret balloting process in the conclave, where they are ultimately locked away in a room and come out once the white smoke billows out of the top of the Vatican and a choice has been made. The odds on favorite, much like sports books do in Las Vegas, has to be this one cardinal, Peter Turkson from Ghana, but there's another one too from Africa as well, and that's Francis Azarin is his name, from Nigeria. If they were to elect a black pope for the first time in history, or at least they believe since the early Middle Ages, to head the spiritual direction of the church, boy, it would certainly signify some interesting things, especially with the territory, you think, of where Catholicism is headed, where they're trying to spread the message. Also, Latin America, there's a popular Latin American cardinal who could be chosen. There is one from the United States, too, as well. However, it's not likely that it's going to be an American. The odds for an American are off the charts in the opposite direction. The cardinal you just heard was Francis George, and Cardinal Timothy Dolan is the American who's popular, who would be on that list of maybe the top 10 choices. But hey, you can handicap this any way you want to. Ultimately, the lay people have really no idea. Ultimately, when they go through the process, they're going to pick whoever they want. But it's an interesting era for the Catholic Church. And the Pope is a very visible person, no matter what religion you are or aren't, period. People know who the Pope is. And Benedict is saying that he's wants to spend the rest of his days praying. He has looked a little bit frail lately. He took over the papacy when he was 78 years old. So you do the math, and it is still a stunner with all that has gone on in that 8-year period that he has decided to walk away from it, but he will still reside in Vatican City, where he will do all the things that I mentioned, and says, well, they say he will not play a big role in whoever the Pope is. He won't play really any role. And I suppose he could be an advisor if the person who becomes the Pope wants advice, but it's unlikely. And see, this hasn't ever happened before, because you have somebody who dies, they go through the mourning period, ultimately of over a week, and then head into this other layer, and now they just skip past that at warp speed and go to the decision of figuring out who the next pope will be. Speaking of figuring things out, it's like a wicked, sick jigsaw puzzle. But the fugitive who's the most wanted in the U.S. right now, certainly one of the most wanted, is this ex-LAPD police officer, Christopher Dorner, who was officially charged, by the way, on Monday with murdering a Riverside, California police officer, also thrown on top of that special circumstances that could result in the death penalty. The Riverside County District Attorney Paul Zellerbach said Dorner had been charged with the attempted murder of another Riverside police officer and two LAPD officers, too, so piling on some more charges. At this point, nobody knows where he is. There's a wild manhunt for him all over Southern California. The million-dollar bounty on his head. What's being pumped out there is that he's extremely dangerous and has an arsenal of weapons, including rifles, assault rifles. He was in the LAPD. If you don't know the backstory, quickly, here's the thumbnail, because this is just playing all day long, isn't it? From 2005 to 2008, was fired for making what they're saying false statements after he accused a training officer of beating up a man. This is one of the sad parts of the story, too, is that Dorner was responsible by killing Randall Quan's a retired police captain's 28-year-old daughter and her fiancé. They were shot and killed while parking their car at their apartment complex after a Super Bowl party. And, man, how awful is that? So the vow of revenge in the list of relatives is very, very real. And it didn't take much to tell the 50 officers and their families that they had to have protection. They had to have some kind of detail, especially as the higher up on the list they went, for fear of retribution. I mean, this is flat out. There's a television show called Revenge. That's nothing. That's fantasy. This is flat out serious axe to grind revenge. And people are on edge in Los Angeles, not really knowing what to do, hoping that somebody will see something, find something out, and they'll be able to catch Chris Dorner before it's too late and he strikes again. You know, and I said this on a previous show, the big question is, where is he? Who can find him? Where do you think he's hiding out? He has all the skills in the world, but he is a very big guy, 270. Got a big face, big hands. He's just got that whole big guy profile thing. And he's African American. So if you, from that perspective of all the videotape that's out there that they're pumping, showing him, he's got a recognizable face. And he's doesn't blend in. I wouldn't imagine he's blending in. So the danger feels very, very real to the cops in these suburbs in Los Angeles, and for the people who live in Los Angeles, they're really, really freaked out as well. Coming up on the flip side here on This Hour of America Tonight, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, by the way, you can, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. We've got some O&E next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
We'll break down the State of the Union address. What was the main thrust? Was it gun control, immigration, spending, or really taxing, help for moving forward in America? What ultimately will be the main theme for the president? I would assume it's going to be focusing on the economy and jobs and where we're headed. Fiscally where we are. I bet you that's going to be where most of the time will be dedicated. But there will be something about gun control for sure, because Ted Nugent is going to be there, and there are other people planned to be there from situations where you had a masked or an unmasked crazy gunman who opened fire, whether it was Adam Lanza in Newtown, Connecticut, or, you know, the devil with his wild red hair in Aurora, Colorado. That was a crazy thing. There are people that were victims who survived and family members of the victims of these senseless acts of violence. So they're going to be part of the people that will be recognized, a few of them probably recognized, at the State of the Union. It's always interesting to see how that goes down. Who gets to do the rebuttal? That would be Marco Rubio. That makes it even that much more intriguing, because he's on the short list on the bench for 2016 as a possible presidential contender and courting the much-needed Latino vote. This was a key missing element for Mitt Romney. It will be crucial to the Republicans if they want to have a shot at winning over the White House in 2016. So what do you do when you're a guy like Ron Paul, you have plenty of connections, the former congressman from Texas, and you're infuriated with the whole idea of the internet and a name, a website name. I mean, Ron Paul is certainly very hero-like to libertarian people and to others too, frankly. And he wants the name, he's fighting to take the domain name ronpaul.com from a bunch of supporters. And where is he turning for help? He filed a complaint with an agency of the United Nations, one that he slams all the time. I mean, that one that he slams all the time. So the site's owners put out a thing, that's not cool. We want our old pre-retired Ron Paul back. I mean, this is a guy who was a presidential candidate three times. This is a guy who served Texas again and again and again and again. They filed the complaint heading into the weekend with the UN's World Intellectual Property Organization. I'll be curious to see what they say. And, you know, is it his trademark? Well, of course, it's his name, but somebody got it. And this is these are people that started snapping up all kinds of things. If something was popular, they snapped up the name, and you can't get it. But you got to love this, got to hold them hostage. The people say, you know what, we'll sell Ron Paul, the ronpaul.com site, and the mailing list of 170,000 people for $250,000. For $250,000. So we're willing to play Let's Make a Deal if you're willing to play Let's Make a Deal. And like I said, this is what's happening all over the place, if that's true, because they're kind of denying that that's nonsense and it's not true. I think one of the best things that I heard all day long in a cloud of chaos over some of the nutty things that were happening is the fact that they have finally charged two teenagers with the murder of Idea in that shooting in Chicago. Do you know who I'm talking about? This poor young girl who had an amazing work ethic was killed, 15 years old, was killed in a... You know, in a, it doesn't look like a gang shooting, just one of those random things. And you have a 20-year-old and an 18-year-old who have been charged in it, thank goodness. They each face one count of first-degree murder for the death of Hadia Pendleton, who was shot 2 weeks ago in a park near a school just days after returning from Washington, D.C. She was part of the inauguration celebration. They also faced those first-degree murder and aggravated battery with a firearm for the attack that left the two others wounded in this. And so to me, I think this is the best news possible because it has to be awful for her. I mean, it just has to be awful for her family after the highest of highs and then coming back and to have that happen. So, you know, the detectives who did the work on this case, bravo to them, because it wasn't tips and all that other kind of stuff that led to them finding him. It was just police work, and that's great news. You want to talk about closure. I think that helps to give closure to a family for whatever it's worth, knowing that the person who did this is going to have to answer the question, is going to have to answer for what they did. You know, Facebook, for some, becomes weary, and the reason why is because they park on it. They're on it constantly. They have it onloaded, downloaded to their phones, and it's crazy. So now there is a race to come up with an alternative to Facebook, and already 100,000 people have signed up for it. Who do you think mobilizes people like no other when it comes to Republicans? If you thought Tea Party to yourself, ding, 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 give yourself a lollipop, you're right. They launched it just 9 days ago, and the growth is incredible. I mean, absolutely incredible in a very short amount of time. And you would have to assume these people that just found out, or are they people that were linked to, or all that kind of stuff? But 100,000 people, that is an amazing growth spurt, and it's not on Facebook. Not on Facebook. Other things that we'll be talking about this week are technology, the app of the day. Got a really great app when it comes to flying, and I'm going to share that with you on our next show. There's so many, it's crazy to try to figure out what ones you want to use. There's one I have called My Net Diary, and it breaks down your meals, what you're eating, what type of food you're eating, that kind of stuff. You can basically put in anything. I'm at Outback having a giant steak and a big potato. How many calories? And you'd be surprised how it comes up with the calories and tells you where you are and your allotment for the day. Some would say that's too over the top. I would say that's really good because I can't remember. I always end up forgetting something. And here is our daily salute quickly. For so often we hear of the sad tales of what happens with guns, but how about the good ones? People who own guns know what to do and can protect themselves and a family. A Washington State homeowner shot a drugged-out intruder who entered his home while he was sleeping with his wife on Sunday. The suspect is Brian Creed, who entered the house and started walking down a hallway toward the homeowner who was standing outside of his bedroom. The 24-year-old person who owned the home told the suspect to stop. Creed charged the homeowner, prompting him to fire at the guy who was intruding. Woohoo! Bravo! So somebody did what they were supposed to do, and that's it. And then they eventually come and claim him, and he admitted to having used meth earlier in the day. So this is the daily salute moment, without a doubt. Great moment, getting to actually do what you're supposed to do when you're defending yourself. And that's huge. Because what happened is when you have the person who owns the home telling the suspect, stop, allegedly charging the homeowner, prompting him to fire a shot at the intruder, I'd say that's wicked good. If you're going to have a gun, you have to know how to use a gun and not get in an altercation so you end up getting stuck. We need to hear about more of those stories. If you have any, please send them to me at americatonight.net. We are turning it over to the B-side.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Vatican, because they have some choices to make once they lock them in the room, the secret room. They got to wait to make the decision, burn up the ballots, sweep for bugs, and then white smoke eventually, and a new pope. In case you haven't heard, Pope Benedict XIII has decided to bail on the papacy. He resigns. Apparently, he's had a few little health problems, although they're not blaming it on that. He's been the pope for eight years, going into the 8 year. And he was 78 when he took over the reins, so think about it. This is the first time, though, a pope has resigned in 600 years. Usually you die as the head, the earthly head of the church. So one of the many things people are kind of buzzing about, since it was shocking to lots of people, even those who aren't Catholic, aware of the history of the whole thing. Hey, coming up, we're going to go to the mail room, check the snail mail. But before we do that, let's go out to Rick in Illinois. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
All right. There's no hope with the Pope. Well, I heard he's resigning, retiring, so he's going to go live the nun.
Yeah. Yeah, he's too old. He's too old, brother. There's no way I can buy that one. He's going to pray all the time and read. Listen, this is a guy who wanted to go and read. He wanted to go home and read to begin with. He wanted to go to Germany and read. And now he will do that in another part of the Vatican. in a monastery in the Vatican, in Vatican City, and will just be, you know, will be left pretty much on his own. I mean, with guards and everything and people coming to see him. But it's very strange because they've never had a pope who's still alive while there's somebody else who's the actual real pope of, you know, at the Vatican at the same time.
I just heard on radio that he's going to go live with the nuns. That's why he's resigning.
Yeah. Maybe if they're in the monastery, that must be co-ed, something new.
It might be. Anyway, I want to nominate Palin to take his place.
Palin is the pope. Boy, she had her 15 minutes plus. She got to do the TV thing. She's still on the speaker circuit. This all started just because the people around McCain decided to fuck her out of Alaska and put her on the undercard for the Republicans the first time around against Obama. And, Rick, as much as you joke about it, it's interesting. You got to give cred to Palin because, boy, they have ridden that star, haven't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Anyway, it's something serious, but I see the NFL is kicking around the idea of like, making the football field wide like Canadian football.
Yeah.
I don't think that would work.
I don't think it would work either. I don't think they should mess with the dimensions of the field. And, of course,
no.
There are a lot of people that are, you know, there's a lot of things that are starting to happen because of the head injuries and all of the, you know, all of the accusations that the NFL didn't do anything in the past. And there's a whole bunch of lawsuits that are starting to pile up on the NFL. And they're faced with some challenges, but I still say there's absolutely no way that this game is going to be massively altered. Are you kidding? It is such a moneymaker. $10 billion wagered on the Super Bowl alone?
Well, if you make it too wide, then it'll be right up to the walls, and they start running. They go running into the wall. Sideline. So, where you
going to put it? And it's like arena football. Only
yeah.
It's outside. I mean, and of course, arena's a little smaller, but still, that's the whole idea. You're right there on top of it, and you're right. Then what are you going to do with the people? Because what do you think the owners of these NFL teams want? They want more room for people more than anything else.
Uh-huh. You got all them guys with cameras and everything, the TV cameras. Don't play anybody.
Yeah, you couldn't do that. And they want the coverage. There's no way. I've been on the sidelines so many times, and it's already, forget it, between the two sides and there in the end zone, going in and out of the tunnel, there's no way. If they did that, I can't imagine. It's like, this is what happens. I think they get too much time on their hands, and they start to come up with cockamamie ways that they can improve or change the game that don't really make any sense. And to me, that's definitely not one of them. I remember in baseball they were talking about taking the mound and making it higher. Let's just really pump that mound up a little bit. It'll make it a little bit more exciting, and then for the pitchers, and then, you know, they'll be pitching down a little bit. It's like, what? Are you kidding me? They did do the interleague play. They did come up with a couple of things that changed at the time when I was covering baseball that I thought were pretty exciting, although interleague play, a lot of people didn't like that at first, and then, of course, changing up the leagues. But when you mess with the fabric of the game, boy, sometimes evoke things that you don't want to come out. The chaos, the crazy comes out in a lot of people that want as much tradition as possible. But, you know, you got to have the younger generations on board. They have to get excited about it. It's like mixed martial arts. Kids love that, the whole cage fighting thing. So how are you pulling in the up-and-coming generations into the great game? Are they getting involved in baseball? Or are they getting involved in football? All right, on that note, I don't think anybody had anything to say about the NFL or sports, but we're heading to the mailroom and the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. A lot of people wanted to talk about the Pope resigning. It's such a strange thing to say. The Pope resigned today. It's like he's the CEO of the Vatican. The CEO of the Vatican resigned today. So Joe in Illinois says, Kate, what's up? Pope resigning? You got to be kidding me. I thought that was a joke. What kind of pope bails on his people, even if he's not doing well? What, he wants to read and wants to pray? I'm sorry. I don't think that when you accept the papacy and you choose this life, you're allowed to resign. It's breaking with tradition for a person who called himself a traditionalist and a conservative. Ooh, Joe attacking the Pope. I think that the Pope went through some pretty rough times and had a couple of huge blunders during the 8 years that he was where he was the earthly leader of the Pope, and the whole scandals, the sex scandals especially, to me, were really the abuse. I just totally jacks his legacy, and should, because of the way things were handled, should have been handled much different. And a lot of that was on him. A lot of that was part of what the Pope decided to do. So that's something that he has on his ledger. But he says that, he surprised the world with the decision. A new pope will be chosen by Easter, and no more than 117 cardinals will select the next pontiff. So here's one from Paul in Burlington, Vermont. Paul says, listen, the person who's pope should be stronger and a little bit younger. Can't they elect someone to be pope who's not already heading into their 80s? Wasn't that a problem in the first place? I mean, give me a break. This would make sense that somebody younger would step into the shoes of Pope Benedict. How crazy that he resigned. It was very surprising to hear it. I guess he took months to decide what he was going to do. That's what I read anyway, Kate, and finally decided he wasn't up to the job. Well, here's the thing. If he's exhausted, wasn't up to the job, well, I guess you resign. If the age was part of the problem, and this had to be this way for him because he just couldn't keep up with it anymore, then I guess resign. But it's just very strange. The last pope to step down before his death was, Gregory, who in 1415 quit to end the civil war. So there you go. Mm. Here's one from Massio, listening to us in Dallas. Massio says, yo, what's up, Kate Delaney, America, tonight? Pope resigning, a whack on the loose in Los Angeles, a shooting in Delaware. Oh, wow. Do we ever get anything positive happening in this country? We do. It's just a very crazy start of the week heading in from the weekend. And the shooting at the courthouse in Delaware, thank goodness that only, and any people dead is not good, but two women were killed and the shooter himself. It's a question of sorting out what happened. It was just an open fire situation. Crazy. Here's another one from Jack, who says, boy, the Pope and his legacy. He just wasn't up to the job. He wasn't up to filling the shoes of his predecessor. People loved him, and Benedict never really connected and could never respond in the right way to the decades of abuse by the Catholic Church priests. Yeah, and they're still unsorting, so much of that. Brian in Missouri says, ma'am, when I look at this Pope and I look what he's done, I'm sorry not to be harsh, but he might be smart. He might have been a teacher, but he should have stayed in teaching. I got to give him the low grade. I got to say I give him a C at most, and I've been a Catholic my whole entire life. His brand of conservatism just did not work with anybody heading into the church. The church in America is certainly atrophying and doing better overseas. I think we're going to get a pope from Africa.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Imagine for a second you're a detective and you're trying to track down Chris Dorner. You have 700 clues, 700 people with tips, and you got to take a pile of them and track them all down. Sounds like a daunting task, doesn't it? $1 million on the head of Chris Dorner, and he still has not popped up. They are on edge and on Zoloft in Los Angeles now, anxiety-ridden, worried about what's going to happen and when is he going to pop up. Trust me, he's going to be like a jack-in-the-box. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. And all of a sudden, poof, that's it. Here he comes. I think so. The other theories floating around, and I talked about this already, hardly anyone was mentioning this, but guess what? He went to flight school, didn't finish, but he knows how to fly planes. Very easy, I hate to tell my friends who have planes, to steal a light plane, meaning like a Cessna somewhere, crack open that, easily crack open the lock, get in, hot wire that baby, and you are in the air. Now, the TSA is looking for him in airports. They've all been alerted everywhere across the entire nation. So his face, I think, is all over the place with between the video when he was with the LAPD and he was training. They have been showing that all over the place. But there are many things that this guy could do to survive. If there's someone who could survive, it's this guy. He knows how to shoot. He knows how to maybe fly the plane. He knows how to hide out. He has a lot of skills that make him tricky to track down. But with the amount of people, the manhunt, it's very surprising that something hasn't happened yet, because now we're into this second week. You got 50 cops who are on a hit list and all of their family members, because he said, listen, I couldn't have a family. I'm going after yours. And this is because he says he was bounced from the LAPD, fired unfairly, after he said a supervisor he was with kicked one of the people that they were arresting, a guy who was mentally ill, schizophrenic, who was causing problems outside of a hotel. And he reported that it ended up, in the end, they said he lied and he lost his job. There's a thing called the blue wall, and the blue wall is crumbling on this one. The other thing that they're doing, and this has been now a couple of days, looking into the case, saying, we want to be transparent. We want to tell everybody what we're doing for fear, I think, of retribution, fear that people are furious over what's happened, not excusing what Dorner's done, but wondering what happened that led to this frenzy with this guy. How did this happen? Here's Paul Zellenbach talking about with the LAPD. Zellerbach talking about the California manhunt and the big fat reward on his head, and the fact that they really want the public to be involved in this because they're looking for eyes, ears, anything. Anybody hears anything, sees anything, they want to know. That's why you're getting 700 tips.
Every law enforcement officer in Southern California is in danger of being shot or killed. We need all of the public's eyes and ears in assisting law enforcement in apprehending this very dangerous individual. There has been a $1 million reward established for the arrest and apprehension and conviction of Mr. Dorner.
All right, so far nobody even close to it, tracking down the leads, see what happens there. So steals a plane, maybe gets away. I don't think that's the route, frankly, he's going to go. I think Mexico was going to be one of the areas, but they're so tight now at San Ysidro, Tijuana, all those areas. Even at the Zaragoza Bridge, I heard from somebody at Juarez in El Paso, that bridge that connects the two, all over the place. They're sealing up everything they can, looking for him. You know, I mean, without a doubt, thinking of all the possible angles. Still nothing, but a bigger net definitely has been cast. Now he's been charged, too, in the deaths of the couple that he killed that were related to the guy defending him, the retired police officer. And, boy, that is a very, very sad, sad story. Here's another one for you that we haven't even touched yet at this point, but a very, very big story. I usually never recommend to go out and buy a magazine, but I would say go out and buy Esquire magazine. And this is the reason why, because there is a story, and a lot of people are finally starting to catch on to it and talk about it, called the title of the story is "The Man Who Killed Osama Bin Laden is Screwed." And it's about the Navy SEAL who killed Bin Laden, saying that it's not just about the raid and the shots and all that kind of stuff, but it's the aftermath for himself and his family, and the fact that the government, with all of this skill and experience and what the warriors have done, as he's saying, were warriors, put their lives on the line, that he can't even afford health insurance, part of Navy SEAL Team 6. And what an interview this is. The shooter talking about the fact that he joined the Navy at 19, says almost to escape, and then found himself fully in the Navy, part of a SEAL team, being deployed, and the things that happened to him constantly, living that edgy lifestyle, and then not being able, when he was done, not being able to get health care. That he was the guy, and he can't even take care of his family and cannot get health care. There's so much more than that to this story. I mean, absolutely crazy.
I actually read this today, the entire article.
It's awesome.
It's very long, but it's very good, and it's a two-part story where they'll kind of flip back and forth. The story does, really, and it goes between talking about this guy in what life is like today. But then also within that story, it's a detailed account as to how the actual mission went, and it's incredibly interesting.
Yeah, I think so too. It's like I said, hey, listen, we read all kinds of stuff, but recommending to you to read this, and I think you can actually even get it online. You don't have to go out and get the magazine. But talks about...
Yeah, I read it online. It's on Esquire.com.
Yeah, it talks about everything that happened. And, I mean, what an incredible interview. And we're trying to get Phil Bronstein on the show. Of course, everybody and their brother is trying to get him on, too. But if it takes some time, we're going to get this guy on because I want to pick his brain about some of the things that he was told. And, he tells all about the mission, obviously, and that kind of stuff that you want to hear, but just the personal accounts, too, of what that was like ultimately coming back. It's just absolutely fascinating. I saw a glimpse of it during the day and said, man, I need to hear more about this. And the idea they're talking about, the CIA woman who's been immortalized in the books and the movie Zero Dark Thirty, and, who gave the briefing, and then ultimately, how accurate that was and, whatnot. But, wow, just crazy to think that the one part of this is crazy to think that the person who sacrificed everything, right? This goes back to the same thing with people who serve, that they're screwed out of being able to, after all that they've done for the country, they're really screwed out of being able to afford health care, which then goes back to the whole thing with affordable health care. It's really not. When you start to pull back the lid, is it because it hasn't all been, ferreted out yet at this point? I don't think so. There's so many misconceptions about health care. And that's not even the focus of this piece, but it's just one of the nuggets that come out of it that make you say, wow, you got to be kidding me. This was one of the dudes, one of the late on the line guys who has no pension and no health care, who could have had his head blown in 20 different directions. Pardon the graphicness, but that's exactly it. Man, just completely floating around on his own in the world out there. Absolutely an amazing, amazing story. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.